I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Just a little short and sharp one here that I thought I would touch on. Look, it's only round two, yeah? It's very early in the season. And look, winning games matters. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. There is something simply about the stat of winning games. I've said that a lot so far this year. I look at, you know, the North Queensland Cowboys on the weekend. They played poorly and they just found a way to win. And that matters. When you get to the back end of the season, you look at where you're sitting on the ladder. You know, if the Cowboys do end up being a top four team, it'll be games like round two against Newcastle they'll look back on and go, you know what? We played poorly that week. Our preparation, this went wrong. You know, Val had a shocker. We did this, we did that, but we just found a way to win. And those are the 2 points at the end of the season. They stack up very, very quickly. But for me, at the start of the season, I focus more on the performance over the results. And I spoke about this in the Roo Crew last week as well. I think too often we're too focused on the result. Who won, who lost, this team beat this team, then they should beat this team and all that sort of stuff. For example, you know, if I am looking at the Gold Coast Titans this weekend, you know, it'd be really easy for you to say, hold on, the Dragons smashed the Titans, but then the Dolphins smashed the Dragons, which means that the Titans must be the worst team of all fucking time, which realistically isn't how it works. Some people do look at rugby league like that. It's so far off the mark. In the NRL, and it showed with the Dragons on the weekend, if you are 10% off in your game, you can get absolutely slapped. That's how much of a high standard this competition is. Now, I look at all the teams in this competition. I have a look at the ladder. I'll go through it now and just talk about what I see so far. But there is one team that really stands out for me that might not be high on the ladder, but fuck, they've impressed me. So at the top is the Canberra Raiders. They're one of five undefeated teams. Their defense has been unreal. They have been resilient as all hell. I think they took on a Newcastle Knights side that was really struggling. And then I think they took on a West Tigers side in their first game of the season. So for me, I look at those two wins and go, okay, they weren't against the two greatest teams or a Knights team that was underperforming. But what stands out for me is the performance. You look at the completion rates of the Canberra Raiders. They're getting through a stack of work. It was very, very impressive. They're just getting through their sets. They're kicking the corners. They're defending for each other. They're all on the same board and they're together, the Canberra Raiders. Very good signs. I look at the Cowboys. They're also undefeated. Their first game, they looked unbelievable. Their second game, were all over the place. They made a lot of errors. They just found a way to win. So the Raiders are probably impressing me more than the North Queensland Cowboys. But in week one, we saw the ceiling of what the Cowboys and what they can achieve. We then saw them play poorly, but still find a way to win, which is a good sign of a footy side. The Sharkies, they're sitting on 4 points. They took on the Warriors, who were fantastic in week one. Week two, they took on the Canterbury Bulldogs, who sort of struggled. But I like the resiliency that the Cronulla Sharks have shown this year. Similar to the Canberra Raiders, they look like a tough side that are unified together. They had a few things go against them the other day with the Britton Nikodo sin bin. I mean, you could argue that went for them because he probably should have got sent off. The Bulldogs had things go against them in that game as well. But I just like the way the Sharkies are playing at the moment. They're still trying to gel their halves together. That's going to take time. I like where the Sharkies are sitting at the moment. They look like a good footy side to me. Manly look unreal. They're a bit of a hard team for me to comment on because the first game I watched in Las Vegas with a lot going on. Second game was against the Roosters. I was up at Redcliffe, so I didn't get to watch that entire game. But the Manly Seagulls, they look like they are all in sync to me. They're playing good footy. Their forward pack are playing above their weight, which is what they need. And you know what I do love? They're two from two, and Tommy Turbo hasn't absolutely blown it out of the park. So when he starts to play his absolute best footy, Manly will only get better. And the Melbourne Storm, who are just looking resilient as fuck, they've done it without Cam Munster. They've done it with Pappy just returning. They've done it without Nelson Asofa-Solomona. So you take a lot out of those performances. What I will say with Manly and the Melbourne Storm, it's not easy to get your forward pack up, but it's a little bit easier to get them up for the start of the season. Can they do it over 26 weeks? That's going to be the big question. We said that about the Dragons last week as well. They seemingly couldn't do it in week number two. So it is the watch on, for me, the Manly Seagulls and the Melbourne Storm. Can that forward pack, that in my opinion is overachieved early, can they keep it up for the entire season? The teams that are 1-1 are the Dolphins, awful in the first week, great in the second week. I don't know what to say out of that. They got a big response. Wayne Bennett got a big response out of them in week two. Can they do it in week three? Was there a lot of emotion that went into that game? We'll wait and see. Parramatta looks good in week one. Week two, everything went against them. They had injuries and all that sort of shit, and they played Penrith. I don't read too much into their loss in week two. I think Parramatta are sitting in a good spot at the moment. The Roosters, once again, I didn't get to watch that game at Brookvale closely, so hard for me to comment on. I do think, though, it'll be interesting. Luke Keary injured this week. Sandon Smith comes in. I actually think they'll play better with Sandon Smith in the halves than Luke Keary, which will sound crazy, but I do think he is more suited to the way the Roosters want to play their footy. So that's an interesting one to watch with the Roosters. I think they're doing okay. Brisbane came up against a good Roosters side in week one. It was also a smaller field. I think that disadvantaged them with the way that they play with Reece Walsh and whatnot. Losing Adam Reynolds for a couple of weeks, we assume now too. I'm recording this before Teamless Tuesday, but it sounds like Reynolds will be out for a few weeks. I'm not too worried about Brisbane. Brisbane and Penrith, they're 9th and 10th. I'm not worried about them. They will be top 8 sides. I don't really care about their early season form. They'll be there when it matters. Number 11, the Dragons, one of the more interesting ones. All the compliments in the world about the Dragons last week. We did say, though, that we need to see it over an extended period of time, over a two-week period. They already look very inconsistent. If you had to pick a team that was just so different from week one to week two, it has to be the Dragons. And not only was it the score, but it was their performance. They were pretty disappointing, and it makes you wonder, okay, did they just get a good matchup in week one? We'll learn more about the Dragons over the next few weeks. The West Tigers have only played one game. It was very poor. They changed their halves at halftime. Once again, I don't know how much to read into that. The Raiders also came out of the gates really fast. I thought the Tigers did well not to get blown out in that game, to be honest with you. They had a sim in at one point, changed their halfback, had a rookie at 5'8". I'm not gonna be too harsh on the Tigers just yet because I want to see how they're looking in a few weeks' time. But once again, wasn't fantastic. The Titans, they've only had the one win. They were bang average. They were without Fifita. They were without Foz, Jaden Campbell. I don't read into it too much. I'll see how they go this week. Hopefully some big names are named to play this week. I don't think they will be, but hopefully they are. They've got a new coach, similar to the Dragons. I want to give the Titans a few weeks to really get an understanding of who the Titans are, but there's no doubt whatsoever their first performance was disappointing. Obviously, their one win comes from a bias. They actually haven't won a game yet. The team I want to talk about, that was the New Zealand Warriors in 14th. If I had to do a power rankings of where I have all the teams sitting just based on performance, I would have the Warriors in my top four right now despite playing two games and losing both of them. I think they have looked dynamic early. I think they look very, very strong. They were without Wade Egan this week. The week before, Wade Egan got injured. They were still without Chance, been without him for 2 weeks. Murata Neokorea to come back into this side. They've had a lot of things go against them, the Melbourne Storm, the New Zealand Warriors, beat by the Melbourne Storm on the buzzer on the weekend. I just think the Warriors are in a very, very good spot, and I think that despite not winning games, their performance has been fantastic, which is almost what matters more. As they start to get troops back and whatnot, and they get a bit of an easier run over the next few weeks, I think the Warriors start to stack up wins very, very quickly. So the Warriors, I think they're the team that whilst sitting in 14th, they're the number one team I look at and go, I don't care about results. I care about performances. And the Warriors look unreal. Them and Cronulla look very, very well coached at the moment. Just their game plans and the way they've approached their games looking very well coached, which is why they will be successful over the next few weeks, in particular the New Zealand Warriors. The Knights, my jury's out. Awful in round one, but I thought that if they just held the fucking football, they would have done a lot better. They held the football better in week two. They played better, but they just let the Cowboys get back into that game. If you're going to allow a team with Deard and Scotty Drinkwater, these sort of guys, to just waltz back into a game, you're going to find yourself in trouble. They play the Melbourne Storm this week without Pappy, without Hughes at Newcastle. There is no excuses this week. The Newcastle Knights have to win in round three, very similar to South Sydney. They have to win or this could get ugly soon. I'm going to reserve my judgment on the Knights until this week. If they lose this game and they perform poorly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I will be a little bit harsher on them and it will be very disappointing. In 16th, we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Similar to the Knights, if they lose this game against the Roosters, there will be a lot of questions to be asked. I think the Knights, they were shit in week one, but I think you could say at least in week two, their effort areas really lifted. Haven't quite seen that from South Sydney. And I think, once again, the scoreline against the Broncos, I think it flattered South Sydney a little bit. So they're a very interesting watch. I've said it for the last 2 weeks. If they can't get up this week for a game against the Roosters where Jack Whiten returns, then South Sydney are in big trouble. A lot of noise around them at the moment. Obviously, the Lachlan Ilias stuff, the Josh Mansell story. There's a lot going on with South Sydney now. The number one way to shut up critics is to win games of football. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, they know this better than most off the back of last season. I cannot wait to see how they respond. But the Roosters, coming off a loss as well, they'll be keen for this one. That's game of the week for me, and I cannot wait for it. We'll see where South Sydney are at next week. The Bulldogs in last place, very disappointing how the season has started for them. There's no doubt about that, but I just think you need to be patient. The thing I take from Canterbury, week one, they did a lot of things that frustrated me. I was very disappointed with them. Week two, you got to remember, they were playing the Cronulla Sharks. They had two tries that were taken off them in pretty bodgy fashion. Fucking Braden Trindle ran into a referee that stopped them from scoring one try. I thought that was very unlucky. As much as the scoreline ended up being 25 points to 6, which is a big scoreline, with 13 minutes to go, it was 12-6, and Canterbury had got unlucky throughout that game. They lost their front row forward off the kickoff. As much as they're in 17th and they haven't been the most impressive team in the world, they have had a lot of things go against them, Canterbury. And the thing that I love, from week one to week two, we saw improvement. This week, they take on the Gold Coast Titans. I'm going to tip the Canterbury Bulldogs to win that game. And I think it could be a big, big week for Canterbury. It could not save their season or anything like that, but if they can just get a win and improve 3 weeks on the trot, there could be a lot of positives to take from that with the Canterbury Bulldogs. But for me, looking through the ladder and what I've learned in week two, as I said, performance over results. The Warriors in 14th have been one of the more impressive sides in this competition so far, and I would push them up into the top 5 or 6. Broncos, Panthers in 9th and 10th, I don't really care. They'll be there when the whips are cracking. And that's sort of what I take from the first few weeks. Raiders, very impressive. Melbourne Storm, pretty impressive. I want to see, though, long-term, if the Seagulls and the Melbourne Storm pack can do that consistently over a 27-week period, that's going to be their big, big challenge. And the Cowboys, I want to see them find consistency, because my God, there is one hell of a footy side in there. They've just got to stay consistent. That's where we're sitting as far as looking at the NRL ladder after 2 weeks. As I said, guys, for the first month, even extending into the first 2 months, personally, I care more about performance over results, and I would advise it's how you should look at the NRL early as well.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.